This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado's COVID numbers are still high, but suggest transmission and hospitalization levels are easing. State epidemiologist Dr. Rachel Herlihy says they are cautiously optimistic about the coming weeks.
That, of course, depends on not seeing a new variant emerge. Obviously, we know that a new variant emerging would certainly change the story.
Hospitalizations of confirmed coronavirus patients fell to 1,300 yesterday, the lowest in a month. The Douglas County School Board president says action to remove the superintendent will take place during a public meeting, not an illegally held private one. CPR's Jenny Brundine explains.
Board President Mike Peterson said in a statement today that he would engage all board members moving forward. Peterson was one of two members who met privately with Superintendent Corey Wise regarding his job. Other board members criticized the action, saying that the private meeting violated Colorado's open meetings law. Board member David Ray told 1,300 people during a public meeting on the matter Monday night,
"We need you. We need you to hold us accountable. We need your input."
A rally demanding school board members follow the open meetings law is scheduled for Thursday. Jenny Brendine, CPR News.
A Boulder man surrendered to police today after the University of Colorado and UCLA campuses were locked down over threats of violence. Police connected the former UCLA employee to an 800-page manifesto that included murder and school shootings. This is CPR News.